America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what he's going to be good at. And, you know, sometimes you can get caught into, you know, the numbers and you don't want to, you know, get away from them. And now you're going to get questioned, well, so-and-so is hitting this off him or vice, the pitcher, third time around the order. But you got to watch the game and you have to adjust on the fly. And so he's got the experience of seeing on both sides and how it can work.
Is that Sam Elliott or?
All I got to say is beef. It's what's for dinner. You know what I mean?
Or is that Bruce Bochy?
That is amazing. God, vocal twin.
That's a man!
Bochy and Sam Elliott. I love Bruce Bochy in A Star is Born as the elder to Bradley Cooper. I thought he was really effective in that. That courtesy of Inside the Clubhouse. Will Venable was on Mully and Haw this morning, and he was extremely congenial. It was a delight. It was a delight. He's got a great personality. We don't know if there's any hard ass there. That's my question. Nico said there was when we asked him about it. But I wanted to make sure that people heard this, Lawrence, because he's down there at the GM meetings. There's very few managers down there, but Getz wanted him there because he wants everybody in the league to meet him and know him, and it helps the White Sox PR a little bit in that way. But also, he needs Will to meet all these guys in the White Sox front office that he's going to be working with and get to know everybody and do some onboarding, as Will talked about it, because he's going to be heavily involved in stuff. And I wanted to make sure that people heard this answer about what he learned in Texas at the end of his incredibly impressive resume as it pertains to what kind of manager and what kind of role he's going to have here.
If there's something that I can really be proud of is that I've really soaked up everything around me from all these great people. And, it's not just the Joe Maddens and David Ross and Alex Cora's, but it's teammates and players that I've seen that are just incredible people and really high performers and great at what they do. Really, for me, you know, the last couple years in Texas has just taken my development to another level where, you know, you see the leadership of Chris Young and how he's gone about, establishing values and expectations at a really high level for an organization. And then Bruce Bochy with everything that he does and his communication with players and creating an environment. And then him bringing me in to meetings and having direct conversations with me and really coaching me up on being a manager was essentially without saying it directly. I think he knew that, I wanted to develop and that managing was something that I wanted to do. And he exposed me to everything. And it really kind of just helped finish my development to the point that I'm really excited and feel prepared for this opportunity.
That's obviously awesome from Bochy to do that for him. But the fact that he mentions Chris Young first, because he knows it's bigger than a manager. So he's soaked up the entire organizational approach and learned a lot from the people upstairs, and he wants to be a big, big part of what he's going to build.
I wish I could be more excited about Will because he seems so likable. I wish I could be excited that this kind of bright young star of baseball is going to be managing the White Sox. But when you look at what the digging out part that the White Sox have to do, I'm just stuck. Like I like all the messaging. I like what people have said about Will Venable. I like how he is approached taking this job. I just don't believe that anyone can save them from themselves.
I understand. You come by that organizational cynicism, honestly, and you're looking at a very, very big problem. I just want to make sure that Will Venable is being thought of as a bigger piece than just what, say, Pedro Grifol was or Rick Renteria was. He's a guy who's brought in to be essentially what they told us Craig Counsell was going to be and is going to be moving forward, brought in as a part of the entirety of what you're doing. And with a slate as blank as the White Sox is, that role can end up mattering a bunch, like A.J. Hinch in Detroit.
It can, but the problem is still you have someone who's never managed before. And like we're talking about on the football side, sure, you can dream that you can just throw things at Will Venable and that it's going to work. We don't know if he can manage a game. And so you add in the responsibilities of being like it, the comp to Craig Counsell to me is cool, and I would love for that to be the case. But Counsell has hundreds of games that he's managed.
Right, but how much do the games matter next year? To be honestly,
the games themselves don't matter. But I would like to, I guess what I'm saying is, I'd like to know that he can actually do that job before giving him more jobs.
Well, but I think that an organizational partner is more important than a game manager to what they have to do. And if there's some learning curve on that, although I personally don't think there's going to be a lot of learning curve on managing the games, because he's been around some of the best and he's been in baseball forever. And if anything, being a partner helps you do that because the front office dictates a lot of stuff. I think what matters is the big stuff that they're doing and the installation and the onboarding of all these big things that they're doing. I think that matters a hell of a lot more than specific games next year. It's that kind of thing where, like, you got to zoom out. And I know you've been asked to do it before, and it's ugly when you zoom out. But the only way to appreciate this coming season is going to be if you zoom out.
Well, let's talk about zooming out on the Cubs, too, because there's a lot there. They have made some choices that are, I think, questionable from an organizational standpoint. And I want to go through some of that with you and talk about what it is and what isn't possible for them when it comes to free agency. So let's do that next. Speaking on Holmes Talking Cubs with you on The Score.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.